Development Alternatives for Women for a New Era, OIDON, is a network of feminist scholars, researchers and activists from the economic south working for economic and gender justice and sustainable and democratic development. This recording is done by Dawn as a way of sharing its feminist critical analysis of the global environment through the voices of women from the south. Other recordings are available for download at www.dawnnet.org and may be used freely following proper citation. Dawn Podcasts, the voices of women creating a just world.
The topic of our discussions over the next 2 days on human rights approach to economic policy in agriculture is an issue, of course, that's critical not only in the Asian region, but across the global south that Dawn continues to be engaged in very, very much. And so I wanted to just very quickly introduce you to Dawn and then the meeting objectives. So Dawn, as some of you know, is a network of feminist scholars and activists from across the economic south. We were founded about 25 years ago. And we've our intellectual and political project of social transformation has always been located in a very critical political economy that defines development and gender justice. We've also always focused on interlinkages of various major issues that are affecting the development and gender justice landscape in which we operate, the processes and the outcomes of these. In our original Dawn book, written by Geeta Sen and Karen Grohn, we examined the interlinkages of, at that time, the food, energy, and the debt crisis. And at that time, we wrote about these systemic converging crises that arose from development policies that were erroneous. And we emphasized, and I'm quoting, the solutions to these systemic crises that are being put into place, at that time it was structural adjustment programs, are creating a major reproduction crisis, especially in the third world. Particularly in the context of the debt crisis, the interests of the poor women appear to lie in the joining their voices to the struggle for a more structurally sound international and national economic order. So this thesis was further elaborated in a book by Sonia Correa, which examined the links between women's reproductive and sexual rights and health with the larger development issues. And in 2001, it was elaborated further by in a book by Vivian Taylor from South Africa, which talked about our analysis of marketization, the notion that there's marketization of governance, and this exposes a lot of contradictions in the global governance complex. So these issues, though we've written them over the last 25 years, are very relevant still today. And I'm going to fast forward to last year, in January of last year, where we convened in Africa what we call the Dawn Development Debates. And Aldo, and I know some of you may have been there, we convened that in Africa. And this was a continuum of this process of political action, reflection, action, in the context of the current unprecedented crisis that we're facing in finance, fuel, food, and of course climate change. So Dawn contextualized these debates and our continuing reflections in what we call the fierce new world. And you'll see in the opening paragraph of your background note that this fierce new world that we now live in is an international system, what we are calling an international system of conflicting, fragmented, unequal, and ambiguous policies that are full of threats to gender, economic, and ecological justice. So these unprecedented crises have unleashed kind of simultaneously pressures on governments, on citizens that we're all living with, and social movements and other stakeholders to innovate policies. So, however, what we are seeing is that the market-based solutions are very much at the forefront of responding to these. And they've become very influential in policy discourses. So what these policies, what these market-based approaches have tended to do is to marginalize and exclude issues of equity and fairness, and are leading to a lot of ambiguity around human rights approaches across the economic South. So we identified in the Fierce New World concept five what we called chaotic fields. And just very briefly, these were financialization and its impact on global governance. The second, militarization and the internationalization of conflict. The third, advances and contradictions in human rights. The fourth, new challenges and perspectives created by climate change. And the fifth, tensions within the women's movements and our interactions with the shifting terrain, of this shifting multilateral terrain. So these five frames have influenced a continuing dialogue that we've had in 2010, what we've called the Gender, Economic, and Ecological Justice workshops, GEEJ, GEEJ. And these, we've convened, we're convening regional workshops and training consultations on gender, economic, and ecological justice. We've convened one in the Pacific region, in Suva, last September, one in the Africa region. The Pacific one was in collaboration with the Pacific Action Network on Globalization. And in Africa, in October, we convened the Africa Regional Consultation with Third World Network Africa. And in 2011, we're convening two more regional processes, one in Latin America, in Uruguay, and the fourth, which will be in the Asia region. And it will also be a cross-regional dialogue later on this year. So our objective in these, you know, as you'll see in from our founding until today, is to continuously interlink and to break this what we're seeing as a siloization of issues, and siloization across the funding for social justice, for the programs, and within our advocacy. We'll see, for example, in the United Nations process around sexual rights and reproductive rights, we're seeing issues being discussed in the Geneva process, which is different from what's being discussed in the New York process, which also has activists that are engaged on one side of the debate on reproductive sexual rights, while simultaneously meetings around trade issues and WTO issues are happening at the same time, where there's no interlinkages. And so this is the kind of siloization we're interested in breaking by interlinking. So as you'll see, this process very much links to this this meeting, and I'll quickly go through the objectives here. To the overall objectives, as you'll see in your background note, is to contribute to a more holistic, integrative, interlinkages, there's the word again, interlinkages approach to our analysis, both from a broader CSO perspective and from the women's rights perspectives across the Asia and Pacific, Asia and the Philippine contexts. The three very specific objectives of this meeting are, first, to introduce the Kuala Lumpur guidelines. And we're fortunate to have with us some experts that crafted that process. And the idea is to introduce these guidelines to a small group of human rights activists who work on economic and gender justice in the Asia and the Philippine region. And in so doing this, we're going to interlink with gender justice concerns. The second objective is to kind of discuss a preliminary feedback once we hear these guidelines, a feedback and possibilities and challenges of using these guidelines based on your actual advocacy experiences, given all the diverse contexts that we have represented here. And the third objective is to begin a process of conceptualizing a case study of utilizing these this human rights framework in a potential resource manual. So that's very broadly an introduction to Dawn and the objectives of this meeting, and we really look forward to very inspired conversations and creative work over the next 2 days. Thank you.
For more information on the work of Dawn, do not hesitate to contact us. Our email address is info@dawnnet.org.